This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is not just moving off Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback. What the Jets are telling you is, in a quarterback league, they have no succession plan, and they told Aaron, yeah, we're good here. This is not an indictment of Aaron, the quarterback. He was good. It's an indictment on Aaron, the person. They don't want him in the building.
He wasn't that good. But okay, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Colin Coward.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with the... I don't know. The good. Average, maybe. I don't know.
Rank him.
He'll go somewhere. If he goes somewhere this year, I'll say the same thing I said about him last year. Like, he's 41 coming off an Achilles, and that doesn't mean you won't get flashes and maybe even entire games where you're like, oh, look at him, because that even happened this year. There were a couple of games where it looked like, oh, he's moving really well, and like this seems like
New England on a Thursday night.
Right, but you just can't expect that to happen over the course of 17 games and throwing, 1,000 passes or whatever you're going to have to throw. It's not realistic.
The Jets are such a good sports talk team. They're really a dream. These last 2 years of the Jets, can we just have a minute to appreciate how amazing they've been, the Jets of the last 2 years?
Yeah.
They had the thing this year where they were like, their record was horrible, but they were like favored every week. Anyway, they were like the most times favored for a team that was 2-9 or something. All the nonsense. I mean, just the season is recent and you don't need it broken down. The off season, like he's in Egypt or whatever, and just like all of that. I mentioned a couple of days ago, I think, the Bills game here where they're losing 40-0. What a score. It's a tennis score. And it's, a safety and picks all over the place. Then they put Tyrod in, like, touchdown, touchdown. That's amazing.
Right.
The year before, where he goes down, I'm not, happy about an injury, but he goes down four plays into their season after all the hype. Bills, Jets, Monday Night Football, four plays. Done. Zach Wilson time. And they never could, or at least did, anything about the position. Presumably, I think, because Rodgers, of his presence, like getting somebody good in there. Well, what do we need Rodgers for? So they, from the fourth play in week one, basically white flag.
Punted the season.
Punted the season.
Yeah.
Coach gets fired during this season because Rodgers wanted it. That's what it seemed. Nate Hackett being there out of Denver after the disaster that was. And, of course, Lazard and Randall Cobb. That was never not funny.
Right.
That was never going to be good for the Jets, and it was always funny. There's got to be more.
I do feel like in all the years that we've been together, and I only perceived us being together, being on the radio by a couple of years, as do you, I don't think I've ever spent as much time as we did in the last 2 years, and especially this year, because he was healthy all year long, talking about the Jets. Like, they're a team in the division, so they're not, it's not like they're the Chargers or something. They've been a fascinating study. Oh. They have been a content factory, and
even today,
right? Yeah,
that statement,
the quote from the owner is just gold. Just tremendous. I loved how ready to go on that Wyshynski was with us an hour and a half ago when he said, like, he actually does embody all it meant to be a New York Jet.
It's unintentional comedy,
right?
When the owner says that, because he does, he's right. He was bad. He got hurt, you know, all the everything, New York City, just all of it.
His ego run amok and all that. And yeah, from day one, he embodied all it meant to be a New York Jet, said the owner today. Or at least, you know, in a statement with his name on it, whether he actually said those words or not.
Close enough.
I can't cop to.
It has to count it.
Right.
Count it.
It's amazing.
We were talking about Rodgers included earlier, which quarterbacks might go where. There's a lot of teams that don't have clear answers. You mentioned Trey Lance off air. And because we were talking about how Tyrod Taylor started with the Bills, and could there be somebody kind of buried, forgotten about, an unknown who a team's got, you know, scouts that they liked in college, and we really don't have a clear answer here. The Jets would be quintessentially this team. Lance, I wonder if there's a team that would want to try that. I mean, he's been in Dallas, not even as the backup. Cooper Rush is the backup,
right,
in Dallas after the Cowboys traded for him 2 years ago. And just, he's done nothing.
Is he?
He hasn't played enough in the NFL for it to, like, really be obvious,
right,
that he can't do it, I think. So somebody, if somebody out there wanted to try that, I wouldn't scoff at it. He's got to be cheap.
He is on the list of free agents.
Okay, well, he's...
Yeah, because it's year four, and nobody picked up a fifth-year option on him. He was a first-round pick, remember? Imagine if Dallas had picked up a fifth-year option on him for, like, what would that be for a quarterback? Like, $25, $26 million or something? Oh, my God. Anyway, so he's done. He's a UFA.
You're right.
So somebody can go grab him. And, yeah, that's a guy to me that... The Tyrod comp works. I mean, outside of him being, again, the third pick in the draft, but his career to this point, and maybe he's played about as much as Tyrod Taylor played before he got sent here.
Well, it's only a small handful of starts.
Right. So he's definitely coming from the back row, but that's a guy that I think if I'm starting over, if I'm the Jets, for example, right, and I'm starting over. Maybe I like somebody in the draft, and I think I can do that, but it's probably not going to be a guy that's going to be ready to start right away, unless for some reason Ward or Sanders drops to wherever the Jets are picking, which, yeah, I guess could happen. If people don't love those guys, they can not necessarily go in the top five automatically. But anyway.
That's right.
You know, maybe they got a plan for a guy, day two or something, developmental guy. And then some version of a guy who's played games in the league, Garoppolo, I don't know, and Trey Lance. Okay, let's play the feud. We're going to go into training camp, and we're going to have a quarterback competition. You know, maybe Lance could win that job. I don't know. It's not crazy. It happened here with Tyrod Taylor. And Lance is certainly more pedigreed than Taylor was.
I wonder what Vegas would think. I'm very curious about them because of Chip Kelly. He seems like he would be somebody that would, you know, he'd be willing to try things.
Yeah.
If he had the kind of authority to decide this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Who's the guy they want? Garoppolo's been there. That's boring. You know what the limits are. Lance is somebody where, you know, these are Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Bevel, I think, is there. Like, these are veteran coaches. They're not developing anything. They're not going to be there to, you know, it's not a 5-year plan, I bet, Vegas. So that could sort of work. It has to work to count, but that could kind of fit both categories, Lance, where there's some credibility. You wouldn't just only hire him. You'd have to have somebody else, like Brissett or somebody, the usual names. And, you know, potential.
Right.
I like that. I want to see the Raiders do something cool. And so I can think, so I can bet the over. That's what I want. I want the Raiders to do something cool that I like and will get into.
Well, but if you think that they're not into like any long-range developmental plan, I'm not sure Lance makes sense there.
No, I know. That's right. But I say like he fits both categories. He's been in the league 4 years, but he's only 24. A coach who's got an opinion of him, you know, might think like give me a turn with this guy. He's just played so little.
Yeah.
Even in college he played so little, but he doesn't turn 25 until May. And what are my options? Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
Kirk Cousins? You know, what are my options here? Like Darnold, Daniel Jones?
Darnold at the very high end of the market.
Darnold, and even he's debatable, but like, yes, he would be the top, and only one team gets him. Then what? And what do these teams like the Jets do and the Giants? So, I don't know. I'd like to see that happen. I'm glad you mentioned his name.
Well, me too.
Has he scrubbed all NFL references from his Instagram Live? I don't know. Your boy, Tez Johnson.
Yep, Oregon.
Oregon receiver. Do you know what he weighs?
Yeah, like 160.
I saw 156.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty slight. But Worthy
right.
follows Devontae Smith.
Right.
And never mind when it comes to that.
I think it might be the next, if it hasn't already happened, if those players don't already prove it. But I think, we heard it all last offseason. I don't think just from fans either. I think, scouting community, we're worried about Worthy's size because it's the NFL. But we just came up a couple weeks ago. I think that might be the next hill to crest and get over from, traditional old school football talk to how much does it matter if a guy's 180 or 160 playing receiver in the league nowadays? The way the rules are, right? Ronnie Lott is not decapitating you anymore. I mean, that can happen, but guys are looking to do that more and more, less and less frequently is how I mean to say that, because of the penalties, the penalties in the game to hurt the team, the fines, all that. You're just seeing less of it. Defenseless receiver and all that kind of stuff. And I just think it matters less maybe than it ever has. I'd say it doesn't matter. You'd rather have the bigger guy, but I don't know. I was not scared about Worthy's size last year, and I would not be scared about this guy's size either. I think the rules are designed to protect the skill players, and I think that's never been more true in the league than it is now, and that affords me, I think, a little more leeway on not being as nervous about a guy being small. To me, anybody can get hurt, of course, and the smaller guy is going to be at more risk, but like I said, I don't think it's that league anymore.
Devontae Smith, by the way, at a big Super Bowl, big catch anyway, listed as 170, 6 foot 170. He's done well in 4 years. The Slim Reaper.
Is that what they call him?
Devontae Smith.
Is that on his reference page, or is it you just know that?
I knew it. It's one of four nicknames on his Pro Football Reference page, Devontae Smith. No, five. No self-respecting NFL player has fewer than five nicknames. Smitty.
Mm-hmm.
DVS.
All right.
Not to be confused with MVS.
Yep.
Rubber Band Man.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
And Skinny Batman. Who?
I want at some point to do... Well, what I really want is someone. It doesn't, if it would be you, that'd be ideal, I guess. Because I'm not going to do the work. I want to know where these are generated from.
I do too.
How does this come about? Is this Wikipedia? Can I just go in there and put up anything I want? Is there a site manager?
No.
Is there
yes.
a gatekeeper?
Yes.
Okay.
You cannot just go edit a Pro Football Reference page.
Okay.
But I want to know this too. Sal pointing out how the Bills have people who track every NFL player social media account in the league. To see things like, Cook doing what he's doing. I doubt the Pro Football Reference people have that many right. people on staff. Might be closer to SpotTrac.
Right.
But somebody's in charge of the nicknames. And I think there's a pretty low bar to clear to get yours on there.
It seems that way from the evidence that has been presented over the years in this room.
What's his name? Merrill Reese, Eagles, longtime Eagles broadcaster. I know Slim Reaper because on the touchdown on Sunday, he calls him that.
Okay.
On the long bomb. And there's there's a cool little 2 minute or so clip
yep.
of that touchdown and then the players talking to Hurts.
That passes every test it needs to pass as far as I'm concerned. If the legendary play-by-play guy uses it, fans are definitely using it and probably the team too. I don't know, but yes.
You can buy a Slim Reaper t-shirt.
Okay, done. That is unassailably one of his nicknames.
That's official.
Skinny Batman? I don't know.
Skinny Batman.
If Merrill Reese said that, I think he should want it back. But that's just me. He's a legend, and I'm just
per player
over here wearing a Bills hat on YouTube and Twitch.
That's not nothing. One nickname per player, max. That's it. You don't get more than one. No, who needs more than one? If Allen wants to be the Don, we got to throw the rest of them out. You get one. That's the best one. I mean, you don't hear me saying things like Winter Soldier, in out loud. You don't hear me saying that. I like the Don.
Yeah, I mean, it fits. Sure.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm done with the other ones.
I'm not even
sure. There's a general.
Right?
I'm done with the other ones.
See, I don't think I even know any of these. I know, If you go to his pages, JA17, one of his
probably
nicknames, like okay, I mean
that's not even a nickname,
right?
It's shorter to say Josh Allen.
Yes,
the nickname can't be longer.
Is Allentown one of his nicknames?
I don't know. Does anybody call him that?
I've never heard anyone call him that, but it's a nickname
for Buffalo,
right?
Kind of because of
him and the part of the city. Yeah, right.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after this timeout on WGR.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.